It is now time for this week's WNCW Friday Feature Interview of the Week. It is our pleasure to be talking with today the Executive Director of the Western North Carolina AIDS Project in Asheville, a 501c nonprofit organization, Executive Director Jeff Bahar.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to be talking with you today.
Let's begin by letting you explain to us all about the Western North Carolina AIDS Project, who you are, what you do, and how it all started.
Sure. Well, back in 1986, at a time in the AIDS epidemic when there were no good medications and many people were dying, a group of people got together and formed an organization to help people be more comfortable and try to get resources. And over the years, as the epidemic evolved, they became a nonprofit organization and expanded their services to include case management for people living with HIV and AIDS, to help navigate a variety of services in the medical system. And we have an advocacy arm now that does policy work around issues that affect people with HIV and AIDS. And we have a whole prevention arm that does a variety of activities across our service area.
You're in the main office, which is located in Asheville. I'll let you give us that street address if you want to, and also tell us about other locations in Western North Carolina.
So we have three locations. Our main office is in Asheville, as you say, and then down in Shelby, we have an office there for case management and prevention. And out in Silva, we have a case management prevention office. But our website is wncap.org, and I'm sure we'll repeat that again later on.
Jeff, go into some brief details about some programs that the organization offers, how you're educating the public, and that may not necessarily mean someone that may be dealing with HIV or AIDS themselves, maybe a friend or a loved one. Give us some more details about those programs.
Right now, across the country, as part of the national HIV-AIDS strategy, there's a big push to do a lot more testing for HIV. So WNCAP, as we call ourselves, is participating in that. We cover 18 counties across our region, and there's now a rapid HIV test that can be administered. Just a quick little swab in the mouth. The person does that themselves, and then it gets placed in a solution, and you wait 20, 30 minutes to get your results. And so we go out to migrant labor camps and under bridges and to drug treatment centers and college campuses, many, many places to try to increase the number of people who are being tested, because it's estimated that about 20% of the population that's HIV positive is walking around HIV positive, but they don't know it yet. And so it's really ideal to get somebody into care as soon as possible, as soon as they're HIV positive, to get onto a lot of the really good medications that work. But a lot of people aren't thinking about that. So we are expanding that testing program, and we have some media campaigns, both in print and television and some radio, to try to make people aware and think about getting tested. That's the latest that's going on, kind of the cutting edge across the country, is using the rapid tests outside of medical clinics to kind of go where people are gathering in other settings.
If you're just tuning in, this is the WNCW Friday Feature of the Week. We're talking with the Executive Director of the Western North Carolina AIDS Project in Asheville, Jeff Bahar. It's our pleasure to have him with us this morning. Jeff, I don't expect you to give specifics, but when it comes to percentages, the number of individuals, cases related to HIV and AIDS, where do things stand here in Western North Carolina in 2014? I know for myself, treatment and medication, I've had a chance to read or hear that, well, it's just come a long way. Things are different since the 80s, has it not?
Yeah, it's a very different picture. As you say, the medications keep their viral load way, way down, close to zero, so that they don't develop any of those what we call opportunistic infections that we saw a lot of in the late 80s and 90s even. But there are side effects to those medications. The best way to prevent HIV is using condoms and clean needles, and so that you don't have to get on these medications at all, because the side effects are not to be underestimated. But typically somebody, once they're on them, is going to do pretty well, and they'll live a long and fulfilling life, and you know they're not going to die of HIV. They'll probably die of old age. So that's really refreshing. And there's even a push to use those medications, some of them, as a prevention technique. We'll probably hear more about that. But we here at the Western North Carolina AIDS Project took in approximately 120 new clients last year. Now, some of that is folks moving into the area already HIV positive, but approximately 59 of those were infections acquired within our region. So, and we're seeing a younger and younger population, both nationally and in the state of North Carolina, becoming infected. It's shifted from sort of middle age folks to the highest number of new cases are being seen in the 15 to 29-year-old age group. And that's particularly concerning. So we're making a big push to reach out to more youth, as is the state of North Carolina and the Centers for Disease Control. So it's part of that national HIV strategy. But it is concerning, I think, that, you know, when we consider new cases, to think about things like teen pregnancy prevention as well, and wrapping HIV and AIDS prevention into a teen pregnancy prevention initiative.
I really like what you said just a moment ago. When you said something about now they don't have to worry about dying from that thanks to the medication, but just like so many of the rest of us, hopefully because of old age, that's quite a statement to make in itself, isn't it?
It is, it is. And the real key in our region is finding people who are positive through the testing programs and before they present and in a very sick state, although they can be pulled back from that with the new medications, but it takes a lot of work. And you have to have access to those medications, which can be quite expensive. So part of what we do is obtain resources to help people gain access to the medications through some federal and state programs, as well as private resources. But the key is to get them on those meds, because they will work.
Well, you guys are doing some great things. Tell us a little bit more about the number of staff, board of directors, volunteers. I know they all are so important in rolling up their sleeves and keeping busy for you guys.
Yeah, I can't say enough about our volunteers and the staff as well. You know, we rely on volunteers quite a bit to be on the board, but also for many of our events, Dining Out for Life and the Raise Your Hand auction, as well as in between those big events. We have a lot of smaller events going on, and folks help transport clients across our region to medical appointments and deliver food to folks. Those are volunteers that are just gold. We love our volunteers. And we have 18 staff members, a mix of full and part-time case managers and educators and policy folks and support staff. It takes a lot of work to do what we do, but between the amazing community support that we've seen through donations and participation in events to volunteer support and skilled staff, we're actually expanding our services and growing to meet the needs as they evolve.
Well, let's tell everybody how they can get in touch with your organization to learn more, to get support. Give that website again if you have a phone number as well.
Sure. Our website for the Western North Carolina AIDS Project is wncap.org. There's an 800 number you can use from anywhere in our region, 800-346-3731.
Jeff Bahar, we thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for being with us as our guest this morning.